The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. President Rodrigo Duterte announced plans to shut down the popular tourist destination of Boracay Island in the Philippines for a six-month period. He says the island has too much environmental damage and called it a cesspool. Boracay accounts for approximately 20% of the country's tourism revenue, and many residents rely on tourism for their livelihoods. Harry McCullough is a tourist from Northern Ireland.
So I've heard about the closing of the island. I think it's bad. I understand why they want to do it, but I feel bad for the people that live here and require the tourism to survive. And I don't know what they're going to do when there are no tourists coming. I don't know how everyone's going to survive with no money coming into the island. And I think it's quite sad.
Hundreds of Boracay hotels, restaurants, tour operators, and business establishments have been renegotiating or closing down deals on bookings for rooms, flights, weddings, and other events and facilities. Local residents who rely on that money say the shutdown is too harsh and that not enough details have been provided about the transition. In response, the government has said that the current infrastructure is simply unsustainable and that it plans to provide an emergency fund to help the island's workers. Many Boracay businesses were found to be discharging untreated wastewater directly into the sea, and much of the influx of tourism that began in the mid-80s also came with unregulated development. The Philippine government is currently planning to place police and/or military checkpoints at ports to keep tourists away from the island. Boracay Island will be officially closed starting on April 26. Japan signed a $4.6 million grant and an $86 million loan with Cambodia this week. The country's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Taro Kono, said Japan wanted to help Cambodia become an upper-middle-income country by 2030. The deal was signed amidst criticism from the international community, many of whom say Prime Minister Hun Sen's crackdown on government critics should not be rewarded. The Cambodian government dissolved the main opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party in November, prompting some countries to cut aid. And former opposition leader Sam Rainsy is calling for a boycott of the general election on July 29th. Despite the protests, the grant and loan agreement of $90 million was signed on Sunday in the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh and will be used for economic and electricity transmission projects in the capital. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.